It requires a
All right, good morning. It is 9 a.m. on the 17th day of July, 2026. This is a meeting of the Marion County Commissioners Court. This meeting was posted with the county clerk, Ms. Kimberly Wise, on the 13th day of July, 2026 at 3:56 p.m. Today present is myself, County Judge Leo Rosler, Commissioner Precinct 1, Mr. J.R. Ashland, Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. Jacob Tasman, Commissioner Precinct 3, Mr. Paul D. Webb, and Commissioner Precinct 4, Mr. Jared R. Lee. Mr. Ashley, if you will start us off with a word of prayer and we will follow up with the pledges.
Father Lord, we thank you so much for us being able to attend here and have the freedom to come together and make decisions. And we ask you to be with us, not just today, but as elected officials, as employees of the county serving the general public. We ask you to be with us and just make these decisions so we do better for the whole county. We ask you to be with this county, our state, wonderful state of Texas, and our country, and even our world and world leaders. In Jesus' name we pray and ask. Amen.
Amen. Pledge of American flag is not
true.
We're going fine.
Your phone will work while that's Texas.
Yeah, it will.
That works Texas.
I'm going to have to pull a picture of it up.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
There we go. We sent flags to the cleaners because they look dingy, and instead of replacing them because they're 100 years old, we're going to try to clean them first, and they haven't been back yet. So, we have a public comment. Ms. Robinson, would you like to speak before or after the item? Okay, if you'll give me just a moment, I've got some things I want to go over. Okay. It is the intention of the court to provide an open access to the citizens of Marion County to address the Commissioner's Court and express themselves on issues of county government. Members of the public are reminded that the Marion County Commissioner's Court is a constitutional court with both judicial and legislative powers. Created under the Texas Constitution, the Marion County Commissioner Court also possesses the power to issue a contempt of court citation under Section 81 of the Texas Local Government Code. Accordingly, members of the public in attendance at any regular, special, or emergency meeting of the court shall conduct themselves with proper respect and decorum in speaking to and or addressing the court. In participation in public discussions before the court and in all actions present of the court, proper attire for men, women, and children is mandatory. Those members of the public who are inappropriately attired and or do not conduct themselves in an orderly or appropriate manner will be ordered to leave the meeting. Refusal to abide by the court's order and or continued disruption of the meeting will result in a contempt of court citation. It is not the intention of the Marion County Commissioner's Court to provide a public forum for the demeaning of any individual or group. Neither is the intention of the court to allow a member or members of the public to insult the honesty and or integrity of the court as a body or any member or members of the court individually or collectively. Accordingly, profane, insulting, or threatening language directed towards the court and or any person in the court's presence and or racial, ethnic, or gender slurs will not be tolerated. These rules do not prohibit public criticism of the Commissioners Court, including criticisms of any act, omission, policy, procedure, program, or service. Violations of any of these rules will result in the following sanctions. Number one, cancellation of a speaker's remaining time. Two, removal from the Commissioner's courtroom. Three, a contempt citation. And number four, and or any other civil or criminal sanctions as may be authorized under the Constitution, statutes, and codes of the state of Texas. Ms. Robinson, at this time, if you would like to speak, we will allow you to do so. And
thank
you've
for
got 3 minutes, ma'am.
Thank y'all for having me. I picked up a copy of the budget last week. It's all 15% over budget. So leadership isn't just standing in front of the action, seeing the right action, guiding everyone to that goal. Some choices are easy, which is what we hope for, but sometimes hard problems require hard decisions. I see that we are at the doorstep. For the info provided by your financial stability is deteriorating. We all live with a budget. Some of us have a large one, some of us not as much. Sometimes that budget has excesses that can be shifted for later use. Excessive spending over and above revenue is a recipe for disaster. You were elected not to just sit in the high chair and smile. We felt trusted that the job would be done correctly by those who care. That trust is being tested. That final outcome would be a measure of your ability to lead and manage. I see problems on the horizon and how we're going to be managed. We the people are watching. We the people are looking for someone to step up and take us with them to a better day. Some of you are my good friends. I know all of you. All of you will have to answer to the people who put in there. So it's time to sharpen your pencil and put the county back on the right track and fill in the rest of your line items. Thank you.
I have no other speakers to speak, so at this time, let's see. We will start with office requests. Mayor, in your binder, under your second tab, I believe, says requests.
The full-time employee for the treasurer's office.
Okay.
And I did put the
extra money for the DA in there, number nine, number four, number nine.
That's currently in our proposed budget.
For today, yes. The other things, rabies control, we talked about that, and I put $5,000 in there for that. That's in the budget right now. The rest of the stuff, we did not address the increase in supplies or travel for JP one or the district attorney.
So 67 is not in today's budget?
No, I just put the big things in there. We didn't talk about the small things, but I figure we could work around those. If we just leave their budget as is, we usually have money somewhere else that we can move around at the end of the. At the end of the time. So the only ones I added were the big ones that would affect like the bottom line. I mean, but I can go back and add anything. That was just what we talked about last time.
So the paper you handed us today.
So let me start with that. But before I say that, so when we left last time, I said I was just going to dump everything in here that we had kind of talked about. So I added those things for today. And we're just talking about the general fund right now, which got us to a proposed deficit of $673,000. You can see it on your budget page 9. So what I did in this summary sheet was I kind of pulled out or separated the special items that are not normally in our budget. They're what we're calling the one-offs.
That's the things that we're writing checks for, paying cash for, right?
Yes. Those are, the top two are the grants, the tower grant and then the radio grant, which when we applied for the grants, we pledged and committed that we would complete those projects. So that's why we have those in the budget. The groundwater district thing, that's another extra special thing that's not going to be like continuing forever. That started at 133 and we lowered that down to 60. And then the sheriff's substation. So those things, which are just special, which should not be in ongoing budgets, are $394,000 of the deficit.
So that leaves our total deficit at?
Total at, well, regular at 279. But if you look at that, you have to build off of last year, which was 142, because we didn't cover that with the raise in revenue. So this year's actual, you could say, deficit of things that we added this year is 137,000. Normal general fund, if that makes sense, items. And I've listed them out there for you.
Things that we have to pay for continuously, year after year after year. The other things are things that we're paying for at a single time. Is that the way I understand it?
Yes.
But you got, that's part of the budget. I'm sorry. You keep saying that's not part of the budget.
Oh, it is. No, I just was trying to show you, like, just separate them so you can see. Yeah.
And I'm the 284, that's something we have to do, 100%.
Yes, we pledged that we would do that.
We're going to make some cuts on some of the rest of it. It ain't there. If I know what y'all are talking about, just taking, you know, writing a check out of savings, you've got what is it, $2 million right there? What is the plan to put it back when you take it out? If you don't have a plan to put it back, you shouldn't take it out.
100%.
If there's not a plan to put it back, a way to put it back, and you've got to cut something to be able to put it back, where are you going to cut?
What are we short from? 40?
Right now, if you look on page 9, in the proposed budget bottom line, I'm actually, like 43,000 short of the 2 million mark, which is where I was trying to stay.
Page 9 in the proposed budget, in the,
oh,
in the front.
Right here.
Yeah, page 9.
So that number, the 1,000,009, is what I'm projecting to have left over after, if we spent everything in our budget, which we don't typically spend everything in our budget at the end of the year. I would like for that to be 2 million, so I...
Do you see the trend in those 4 years? That's huge.
Are you talking about page 9?
Yep.
The 25 actual, the 26 budget, the 26 estimate, and the proposed budget? Is that the numbers you're talking about looking at?
Yep. I mean, it's a trend going the wrong direction. So it's kind of held there for last year, the year before, but this year it's gonna go quite a bit. If we don't have a way to put it back, I'm not in favor of taking it out of that. There's got to be a plan there. Because if you just keep taking out of it, I know it's not my personal stuff. So if I keep taking out of my savings and don't plan on putting it back, you don't get that.
No, I mean, that makes sense, but what are you saving for? I mean, I'm saving for a rainy day, and this is our rainy day. If I'm saving so that if my air conditioner goes out, I have the money to pay for my air conditioner.
Understood.
I mean, I try to put it back, but...
Part of it.
The plan is that I have it to pay to use.
Yeah, but you don't buy everything in 1 year.
Sure. What is it?
You just got it.
What do they recommend us to hold back? 6 months out? 6 months of expense?
They won't, but... The state's model is, I think, 6 to 8 months of operating capital, so the entire budget. They want you to have
most of it.
And there's not a county in Texas that has anywhere near there, except maybe Loveland County that has 64 residents in West Texas, where they have to draw straws to see who's going to be the next elected official. Every county.
So our monthly... Is what, a quarter of a million?
I don't know. I'd have to look at our, I don't know what we spend.
It fluctuates quite a bit, month to month, depending on, like right now, our bills are a heck of a lot more expensive because you guys are hot and heavy. You know, come December, our bills won't be near.
We'll see nothing.
I mean, basically the 2 million is like 3 months.
Yeah. Not
counting of our bills, if you can divide it out.
We'll still buy you.
The trucking.
Nothing. Zero.
You're right.
we're going to have to start something, because when the legislature gets in, hopefully they get something going, and we can maneuver elsewhere. But if the legislature does something this legislative cycle, that won't take effect until September 1st. So we're in the wind over a year without doing anything. And then joining, right now I think there's 10 or 11 other counties that are doing this. That's dropping our cost to walk in the door almost, I mean, already from what were we going to have to do?
Well, I have 133 for a whole year. We're almost in half of what we were in.
So what, I mean, first, explain to me, because I'm trying to figure that out exactly, but is there a price to get in this thing? Is it something that we're donating to this thing?
So what we're doing is we're standing this thing up.
Yes.
So we're putting seed money.
Okay. Okay.
And once we get the attorney in here and can present to you guys, and we can ask for that money back. Yeah. I mean, there's a whole lots of things we can do.
It's something that's definitely needed.
Absolutely.
Everybody agrees on that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that once the attorney comes and explains everything to the court, you'll see how vulnerable we are.
Sure.
If you go down from Lufkin south, every major city has a pipeline going from that major city to the nearest major body of water. And if you go look at that trend, those bodies of water, Corpus Christi was about to shut down. And then they got 3 days of rain and about 3 months worth of water. And that trend is moving north from Corpus Christi to San Antonio, you know, all the metroplex areas, all those pipelines are running east to west. And they're coming this way, and we got to do something. So I went to a meeting, I don't know, a month and a half ago with 20 other county judges, Cole Hefner, Jay Dean, and Senator Hughes. A lot of people in that meeting, and we discussed groundwater for this part of the area. And a lot of the county judges decided that they would bring this back to their commissioner's courts and see if it's a doable thing. We're waiting on our turn. I mean, there's a lot of commissioner's courts that he's trying to get to himself, and we all only meet twice a month. Some of them only meet once a month. So we'll get there. That's why I wanted to go ahead and add it into the budget.
Is there something that they're, is there an amount they're asking for?
They're just asking for, it was more or less, if you're a small county, we understand. If you're a big county, please help a small county kind of things.
Yeah. So are they giving them to some of the other counties? Have they already pledged to anything?
I believe so. I can't speak for them. But I know Gray County had a meeting Tuesday. I don't know what they pledged, okay. But they pledged.
That's what I just wondered. Is there something that somebody's going off of, like their population or?
Yeah, where did the, I guess I would
get that.
They kind of threw some numbers out there.
Okay.
Like, because basically it's going to be a startup.
Yes.
So they kind of threw some numbers out there. They're looking at 16 counties joining. So basically I just took that little startup amount, divided it by 16, and then I put that for the year, which was 133. And then when I found out it wouldn't start till September, I cut it down to 16.
Well,
and that,
I don't know what the 16 counties are, but chances are we are definitely by far one of the smallest.
Yes, we don't, it's so, not started yet, yeah, so we don't know. So right now, I just did it like based on even, but it could be that it's based on population size or whatever, and then our amount would be less. But if you don't budget it, I can't go in and find $60,000.
Understood.
And it's an item that we would it's an item that we would need to amend the budget, and that opens up a whole different class of worms. So the best thing to do is just put it in there. If it's a lesser amount, great. If it's a higher amount, we'll see you in January.
And you all know, if we don't join or it doesn't make or whatever, we're not gonna spend the money. I mean, we have it earmarked for this, so.
Yeah, if you guys decide to walk away from
it's like everything else. You don't spend your budget, it stays there in your account, so.
This presentation will shock you of what's happening under our feet all over this state.
You originally had it set at $133,000?
Yes.
For the year, so that's like $11,000 a month. is what that would have been for a year. Right now, it's at 15,000 a month for the last 4 months. What if we bump that back to 10,000 for the last 4 months? That'd be 40,000 for that one. If you put it at 40,000 for the last 4 months of the year.
From September to
September, January. September, October, November, December, that's 4 months. That's 10,000 a month instead of 15. There's 11,000 to start with. But if you just, I'm just, for figures.
Yeah. Yeah. Ada, that was legal. Can you go 15?
We all know.
Because I had legal fees on top of that I added in. It was like $8,000.
As long as we get our foot in the door, I don't want them to say
no. Exactly.
And then we got to pay in to get in the door.
So we're just looking at the bottom line.
Yeah.
They've cut 10,000 off.
They've cut 10 off of 10,000. I mean, that's 10.
Yeah.
To start with.
I agree with the judge. I think it's very important. I know they're very interested.
Yeah.
And truly concerned about what is so valuable about this part of the country.
We've got two beautiful lakes in our community, and we want to make sure we protect them. And we're the worst thing about this is if the counties to the north of us don't get involved.
Yeah.
It's just, we point at them. At that rate.
We need the protection.
Yeah.
On the budget budgets, is there anything that we can do to help out on that?
Right now in the budget is the $10,000 that we always, or that we've been doing the last couple of years. So that's still in the budget. That wasn't cut. And then I added $5,000 for the rabies control. So that's all we've done right now on that.
So which would obviously be a total of 15,000 for next year?
Yes. For animal protection, if that's what you want to call it.
Well, the rabies, that's different than the FOGIC though, correct?
Yes.
That's
the rabies would be when we appoint someone for them to go to training, and then if we have to
put anything up for quarantine.
Quarantine, thank you. I was like, I was searching for my word. If we have to quarantine any animals, then that would be money for that.
Do we know what the it costs for the training?
There are free classes, and I was telling Chief Perez that there's some that actually go towards their hours, you know, that they have to accrue each year. One is over in Kilgore, I think, this month. I don't know when the next one is. But with regards to the quarantine process, you can actually get, if there's an owner of the dog, them to agree to quarantine the dog for 10 days, and then that alleviates that burden. But you're still, if there's present symptoms in the animal, you're still going to have a vet that can decapitate it and send it off for testing. So we need to find someone to partner.
There needs to be something there
for that. Just yesterday in Marshall, there was a lady whose son was bitten by two dogs, and you know, they're not owners. Yeah, and I think on Josie Taylor, we had five that attacked a lady, and she had some pretty substantial injuries, and five were euthanized there. So the owner absconded on a PR bond and took all the other dogs with her, but it's an issue.
Association of Counties and see if there's a public safety training that they offer. I'm sure if it's required for counties to have something, then the Texas Association of Counties provides training for it. So we need to check on that before we add that in.
About
what's in here on the salary benefit changes is a $2,000 across the board for employees, basically a cost of living raise. The elected are in there at 4. If we take the elected down to 3, just to have a difference, that saves $12,000. So that's another 12 out of the budget. And I know, Jared, you had asked me about the substation building. If we take some off of that too, like maybe take it down to 35 or something, then that gets us more money on that.
Could we, on the substation, in order for, that thing's gonna cost more than $50,000. I know it, you know it, we all know it. Is there any way that we could do like the site prep and stuff for that? The place?
What is your plans? I mean, what are the plans? What are they gonna put there?
We've just been looking. Right now, we're just getting rid of the.
After yesterday's excitement and enthusiasm about something like that major happening and being disposed of, and then as the day goes on, I was able to find out what all happened. All that. It's such a positive impact and influence. If a minimum, just a break station was there of 12 by 16.
I was thinking of putting something like we did out at JP office on this.
How much was that? That was 60 something.
$49,999.
And it ain't that one somewhere, I guarantee
you. No, that is what.
But the only thing about that I see is it's not just a one time. You got upkeep. We like to take care of it. You got electric, you got water, you got everything goes in it. It's going to be one with insurance.
Absolutely.
Good gosh, the insurance. Y'all know about that.
And the positive impact on the community where people could come in and build really nice homes and actually pay somebody rent. And then maybe a store would get built and all kinds of things could happen.
I am by far not against
it. Well, one guy stopped yesterday.
Is it the time?
Yeah, he said, it's because this is a beautiful site. And he said, I will continue now to pursue my drive to purchase more property here.
There it is.
That was just one.
My question is it the right time? Not questioning, should you do it or not? Is it the right time? That's my question. With the budget the way it is this year.
It needs to be there. And we have, I'm committed as a judge to make this happen. As far as the timeline, $50,000 would buy something, but it might not buy enough.
Yeah.
But I think the site's going to be almost prepped when he finishes tomorrow morning about 11 o'clock.
Good.
You have an idea, Jared?
Paul, could you put like a. Buildings like we said, a portable building for
that's what kind of what
to start. I mean, yeah, it's just, I mean, that's what all of your crew's in one, your crew's in one, mine's in one, you know, for the crews themselves. They're not there much, you know, it's a place to stop, do a little paperwork or something like that. You know?
Well, that's what this is going
to
be.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it don't have to be nothing
right out of the chute. You know, if future sheriffs want to man it, that's completely up to them if they have the ability. I don't foresee this being anything other than a place for the deputies to be able to sit and eat and maybe interview somebody. I don't know, whatever they need to use it for. We don't have to build a Taj Mahal. Of course not. We don't have to do that. Nobody wants that. It
needs to be a minimum.
Yeah.
For a place that didn't take a break and be seen.
Yeah.
And we have quick response because they'll be that much closer. They're only, 4 or 5 minutes from Sandy Beach when they're right there?
Which is what? How long from right here?
20? Probably 12. 12 to 15, maybe, Sandy Beach.
Yeah, if you're
by the time you get off down
there. Yeah.
Could you cut it in half?
Yeah. I mean, we can start with something. Anything.
Take 20 off of it, leave 30. What would that give us, Shannon? If we take 20 off that 50, just reduce it to 30.
Okay, we're up to 30,000 that we just dropped.
And we need
10 from the 10 from the groundwater and 20 from this.
And you need 15 more?
So you're taking that to
30.
30,000?
Okay.
strongly in favor of the cost of living raise for employees. I'm not in favor of the $4,000 at all for the elected officials. I'm honestly not in favor of the three. I'd rather see it stay the same across the board. Or give it to the employees. Because I talked to Cass County, and their guys make, operator makes $24.50.
Marsh County, $24, you're right.
And they're plus $3,000 a year incentive. They give them a $3,000 incentive per year. Their CDL drivers make $20.72 with a $3,000 incentive.
So $3,000 is a dollar and a half an hour extra at the end of the year.
Absolutely correct. That was from Doug Lance yesterday. I talked to him yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I did a salary survey of our area. I mean, we've been talking about this since last year because I was, but again, like Jared said, this was not the year for me to suggest that because we are behind other counties. And I will say the elected positions are farther behind than the employees are, like greatly behind other surrounding areas.
But we all knew what it was when we hired them.
Yes, right. Yes. I'm just saying. Yeah, so, we are behind.
Yeah, so if you take the 3,000, that takes 12,000 off that 133,564. If you drop it to 2,000, that takes another 12,000. That's 24,000 off right there. That's 24 more thousand.
If we take the elected to 2?
Correct. If you put everybody to 2, that's 24,000 off of that 33.
I think Paul was saying no elected and give more to the employees.
I think traditionally this county has done it since I've been here, since before I got here. I think we just do across the board from the county judge to the general.
I think it's
a raise. It's just like we've done.
So if you do that though, if you drop it to 2, just like it's been, that's 24,000.
There it is.
Going back right there.
So we cut that 24, drop it 2,000 across the board for every employee and
elected official.
Then that adds 24,000 to the 30,000.
Correct.
Cuts it. That's back to 54,000 off.
Okay, but we have not discussed part time.
Right.
Do you want me to give what we've done the last couple of years? Was I think we gave a dollar to the part time?
No, just do what we did last year.
So I can do that, but that will probably take up the little difference to keep us still at the 2, because when I add, in all fairness, if I add a dollar to all the part-time help, then I need to add a little bit of money to everybody's part-time pay, or it's going back, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, don't let them get far behind.
Then you won't be able to.
I say just do it as long as it's like you've been doing the last couple of years.
That's what I said. Okay. Yeah, just do it just like I've been doing.
Okay.
Part-time folks get a raise, and then
we just not talked about that, so I just put it in there.
That cut, that cuts 24 more off of the.
But that also, we're going to take some of it back when we do part time and then just that little bit.
It won't be much.
But it also is going to include the double tenants, correct?
Yes, I give them a dollar or 2. Mm-hmm.
What about veteran service officer, county agent?
If you look on their salary sheet, the veteran service officer, the extension agent, and myself, I just put a $1,200 raise, $100 a month. And that's in here.
But you're not a part-time employee. You're a full-time employee. Yeah,
I just put us all the same.
So I'm gonna
appointed. I'm appointed. So I put myself in there with appointed.
So I think that's great for the part-time guys, the veteran service officer and the county agent. But Shannon should receive a full-time employee salary increase just like all the rest of them. Even though she's appointed by the district judge, it doesn't matter. She's still here every day just like everybody else.
So she's after that part-time employee considered half you and half treasurer, is that correct? Or you're after a part-time employee and then the treasurer's going to have a part-time?
Oh, no, I put in for a full-time employee. They'll be stationed in the treasurer's office, but they'll be working for her. Yes.
But they will be helping the treasurer as well?
They're helping.
Obviously.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And that's in here.
Okay.
You can take it out if you want, but that's in here.
I'm good with that.
Yeah,
that's up to
Anything on this sheet is in the budget currently.
Yeah.
Okay. So far we've saved not quite 54, but less than the dollar an hour increase, correct?
Yeah, that won't be much.
Yes. 30. Okay, 51,000. That's 50, which is not 50.
Yeah, probably 50.
Can you not just up your part-time help? Some, instead of having a full-time employee? Because when we do that, that brings in the healthcare, the insurance, all of those things.
Yes. I mean, we can try that if that's what you'll...
I mean, because you only need it, you said, for when the, you start doing the grant stuff.
Well, we got two grant situations. We got $12 million for the grants that are coming in next year.
And...
If we don't need that next budget, we'll just get rid of it. If the grants are spent, which I doubt they will be, but if the grants are spent, then there's no reason to have that employee anymore. Just because government creates a job doesn't mean they can't get rid of it, even though they're the worst ones to do it.
Yeah, but it's hard to do. It's just like taking a puppy in part-time. You don't want to let go. Sorry.
It ain't that hard, look.
One of the best grant writers and most successful grant writers in the state of Texas is standing in this room. Now, if she can help and assist in training someone else in getting these, anything we can receive over and above what budget and taxpayers we're working with will be a big plus.
Yeah.
Well, I want to give them all the help they need, definitely. I mean, I check with them just about every time I come in the courthouse. Is there anything you need? I want to ask, but it's tight this year.
Yep.
The money's tight.
It's never been a challenge. No.
Don't get tired.
So, Jen, we good?
Yeah, I can cut that back. Do you want me to cut it back to what last year?
I'm just one more.
How many grants have I brought to you here lately? To look up, to research.
You brought me 4 pages of stuff, but it's not all time, stuff that we can do.
But time-wise, how long does it take to research?
I don't know. I mean, it takes several hours.
It's very time-consuming. Yeah.
Plus, on top of what you're already looking at, I mean...
Could you not bring somebody in like 3 days a week or something like that for it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can go back to last year and we can try.
But now, Terry's been helping BJ, okay? But she has not been helping you.
No, I mean, they do. I mean, we just share. We work together. It's not like they don't help me.
So 3 days a week is part-time. Anything over 24 hours is considered full-time, and we must offer benefits and pay insurance, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that means when you change from that 24 hours and go to the 32 or 40 hours, you add the benefits, which is $6,000 or $8,000, plus the insurance, which is another $9,000.
Twelve thousand.
So that's like $20,000 for full time as opposed to a part time.
Correct.
Yeah.
Extra.
Yeah, the benefits add up because of
that. There's no 24 hours to 40 hours. There's no in between.
Usually we average it out. If you have a part-time employee, they may not work 24 hours every single week. They may scatter some, so that way if somebody's out on vacation or whatever, they can work that whole 40-hour week.
The problem, I think, with what Shannon's concerned with is that she'll be the only senior person in that entire department.
Yep.
Everybody else in that department's going to be brand new.
Has he been coming in doing some of the learning? I know that
he will in October. Okay. Starts in October.
And we budgeted that way last year.
So
the treasurer's office and the district clerk's office, yes. They will have their people starting in October.
I think we budgeted about $8,000 for last year.
Yeah, so they'll come in full time in October in both offices. Yes.
Could you find your keys? Could you find your keys in 4 months after taking off the
trip? No. I'm just trying to
get it. Indeed. You know, I'm sad right now. I'm sad because Kim's not here. And yesterday was her birthday. Next Sunday. I thought it was yesterday.
No, it's Sunday. We celebrated this party. We knew she wouldn't be here.
Good, so we'll get her next meeting.
We get her corn. That's a sack shield.
Any other questions, Jim? We got a few of these left. We ain't got to solve all of them right now. But we're here. If y'all want to stay, I'm willing to stay. If you guys want to take another chunk
out of
the next
Friday. Tell me if you want me to talk something, what you want to look at next time. So we meet the 31st, and then we kind of start getting down to the wire.
Yep.
The next meeting after that, Karen should have the tax numbers, and we pretty much try to decide from there and set our meeting hearings. Not that we can't change. We can change anything up until the day that we adopt.
Yeah.
If there's something, in here that you want me to take out / add, I can do that for next time, and we can look at it.
And
we can have another meeting before the 31st if y'all want. That's just our next scheduled meeting.
So even with part time at $1 an hour, we still probably cut 50,000 so far.
Part time.
Yes, close to it. Yeah. So when I add the dollar, it's going to add to the salary a little bit. I'm going to have to do the FICA, the retirement, you know, because they're on part time. Full time, part time is what I call them. They're on retirement. So I have to add the benefits too.
All right, I know what y'all said on the assistant attorney bill, but is there any way that can be cut in half at least? From 20 to 10?
I didn't hear a do-rock pig hit the window, so I don't think it was a fly.
But it's working right now.
And I didn't get thrown against the wall, so hell hadn't frozen over, so. Judge, you want me to?
Yes, please.
Make my pick.
How you doing?
See, I'm not a mess. I'm gonna set mine over here.
You can put it on top of
it. That's all right. 45 years ago today. I was getting in my 1977. I could tell from here and going to college station. Before I left, my dad said, "Son, when we need to transact business, don't call. Come home." That's his way of telling me if I ever needed money from him. Don't call him up. I'm going to have to drive all the way from college station back to Longview to talk. After about that third trip, we came to an understanding. Since I'm here asking for money, I thought I'd show up. You brought, before we get off to the actual figures, let me give you some observations, just general ones. I was your public defender from 20 to 23, almost 4 years. Angie's last 5 years in office, she closed out 4 murder cases. My first 18 months, I've closed out 4. And I've got another murder case. We all know that we had one just a couple of weeks ago. We also know that we've got the attempted capital murder that happened out on the east end of the county with the sheriff's deputies. In addition to those, I've got 6 aggravated sexual assault kid cases that are fixing to hit. So in other words, I really do need my assistant because they step in and fill the gap. And picking up where you were going, Commissioner Lee, on the expense side, okay? I, in coordination with the sheriff, tried to ride herd on the jail. That's not my center. But I ride herd on that jail to make sure we keep that, but we got our people and we don't have to farm them out to Upshur or Harrison. And I think if you look, we haven't had to cut a check. I can tell you advance, we've had to cut a check to Upshur because we're housing Cecil King over there. And the only reason we're housing Cecil over there is because the judge wants to try that case in Upshur.
But as of today, I can tell you the jails at 28 with five leaving because I cleared out five more. So, and our capacity is 37. Okay? I can tell you we got five beds for women. Right now I'm running a little long there. I got four, but I'll get rid of a couple of those. That's on the expense side. On the revenue side, if you look at my sheet, when I took office, my PTD fund had 11,000. When I visited with my auditor, it was close to 33, and I can tell you, I've already got another 2,000 per dollars coming in this month. And I'm proposing, I'm going to attack that fund. Some of my money, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. Some of my money's going into this equation. In addition, while I'm thinking about it, I've got that extra SB money, a little bit, about three. We'll pay my two to my investigator out of that.
Okay.
That. So, see, Commissioner, I'm working with you.
You're good.
I'm working. But the fundamental problem we've got is back about 2014 when y'all brought Bill in. It's kind of like the best time to cut your deal when you're buying a car is if you're buying it from a state or a divorce, because they're motivated the most. And Bill was kind of y'all's estate divorce purchase, and y'all got it cheap. Again, I can't project that we're going to have a divorce or a state come up in the next 90 days before I have to go buy.
When is he going to retire?
Well, I was with you last year. He gave me a 17 month notice in December 30th. I'm like, man, the man is thorough.
Yeah.
He gave me a 17 month notice, and he's gone in December. Now, just like one of my heroes, Paul Fairbright, I've been out recruiting, and I got a lead on a recruit, and he's a local boy, which would benefit the county overall because bringing in a young attorney. Because we ain't got a whole lot of young ones here. And it's kind of like, you're my late commissioner, you're like my late commissioners, right? But all of them have been fishing, right? And it's kind of like when you bank fish with the cane pole. And I mean, he's hitting the bobber. But he ain't quite taking the bait yet. So I just got to make the worm a little bigger. And that's what this money's for. And that is pretty well, Commissioner Lee, that's pretty well the bottom. I mean, realistically, if we were flush, I mean, if they found a lithium mother load out here and everybody was like Midland and they were driving in $100,000 Eddie Bauer, trucks, then this number would be a little bit higher. But we're not.
Exactly, we're not.
I understand, but that's probably as best as it's going to get. I moved money around in my budget. I've robbed my PPD fund. I would try to rob my forfeiture fund. It's just it's not running like I thought it would. My forfeiture fund will go up, assuming that the gentleman that's coming to court on the 6th finds divine intervention, it should go up about $3,000. But that's pretty much it. Any questions? Gentlemen, thank you for your time. Judge,
thank you
for your time. I'm going to step out.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Just my opinion.
So, yeah, just my opinion.
Yeah.
fighting crime is, we always say it's important. I think it's more important to the situation. Actually, yesterday, I just had another hour with what it's going to take to continue to fight this.
Shannon, what day do we have to file this with the clerk? Is it the 15th?
Yes, these get filed August 15th, and we have the 31st, and then we have another meeting on the 7th. And like I said, we can schedule another meeting if we want to. Even after we file, we can make changes up until the day that we adopt, so it's not set in stone until we adopt it.
So we have that meeting the 31st. We should have numbers from CARE, correct?
No, we do not typically have them until the first week of August, so it'll probably be the August 7th meeting. Yeah. I know you went to that meeting. I know she said there's lots of changes or whatever, so I doubt we'll have it on the 31st. It'll probably be the 7th meeting. We might be lucky if we have it on 7th.
Let's just keep our schedule like we got it. When we get to the 7th, if we think we need to meet on the 7th, then we can go ahead and schedule one then, don't we? Can we do it that way?
Yeah, we'll meet on the 7th for sure. If we feel like we need to meet after, we can do a special meeting or whatever, yeah.
The DA's assistant job, is that full-time? Mm-hmm. It is full-time?
No, Bill's not.
Bill works half a day.
Yeah, he's part-time.
And I think he's planning on whoever comes
doing
in.
Doing full-time.
Be full-time?
Mm-hmm. I didn't.
If that hook catches that fellow in the mouth, it's going to be
okay. Shannon made a point.
That's a big difference.
I did not budget benefits for that. I did not budget health insurance. Like, I thought it was going to be a part-time position, so I need to ask about that.
Yeah, well,
it's another $20,000.
Easy $20,000.
Yeah, I'd like to clarify that.
Sure enough, that's a heck of a difference.
Yeah, that is.
Just wondering, if you were in Bill's position and somebody said, "Oh, we're going to replace you and we're going to add $20,000, how's that going to make you feel?
Bill? He's happy to go home.
Yeah, I understand that, but...
He understands that he has given the county more than he has ever taken. He understands that. He knows that. He knows that any time you hire any assistant prosecutor around here, they're walking in the door with $60,000. I think
part-time.
If they have experience. Mm-hmm. A full-time one, they're probably, what do we pay the an attorney that we use sometime. I don't know, we pay an exuberant amount of money. We don't use them hardly ever anymore. But, you know, if you go to, any county that touches us, an assistant prosecutor's walking in the door with 80-ish, I would imagine. And if we can get a young guy if we get a young person in there that wants to be a prosecutor and they're from here, I mean, that's a great investment in that person. But we need to talk to them before we make a decision on that.
I'll call and make sure I do get that for next
time. Yeah,
but I was pretty sure it was part-time.
All right, any other questions? Questions, concerns?
Thank you all, and sorry.
For what?
Any questions?
There's never too many questions.
No. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn by JR, second by Commissioner Lee. All in favor? Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.